The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross. Once again, Donald Trump pushes the latest Hillary Clinton email story to the back of the internet. More after this from Charlie. This time, Mr. Trump decided to revise history.
President Obama, he is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. He's the founder. He founded ISIS.
Said it four times. And I guess, since the cock didn't crow, he went on CNBC and said it again.
Absolutely the founder. In fact, he gets the most valuable player award, him and Hillary.
And then he went on with talk show host Hugh Hewitt, who tried to bail him out.
You meant that he created the vacuum, he lost the peace.
No, I meant he's the founder of ISIS, I do.
But he's not sympathetic to them. He hates them. He's trying to kill them.
He was the founder.
So it's not a metaphor. It's not satire or sarcasm. It's not a joke. It's not a slip of the tongue. Not a misunderstanding. Not a mischaracterization. Not out of context. Not fabricated by an incompetent, disgusting reporter from the mainstream media. Donald Trump believes it was Barack Obama who organized the remnants of Iraq's disbanded army and created the Islamic Caliphate, all of which he would have to have done while he was running for Senate in 2004. You know what? I think we should fact check that. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
Part of Trump's argument is that the U.S. troop withdrawals created a security vacuum in Iraq that the terror group exploited.
Okay, hang on a second. I have to stop you right there because Major's being a little too charitable. Donald Trump did not really say that Obama was responsible for the military vacuum that allowed ISIS to form. That is not what he said.
I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders.
And I call 2016 the year that words ceased to have meaning. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.